ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
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 ભજમન ગોવર્ધન ગિરધારી
ભજમન ગોવર્ધન ગિરધારી
ભજમન વૃંદાવન સંચારી
ભજમન વૃંદાવન સંચારી
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન યમુના તીર બિહારી
ભજમન યમુના તીર બિહારી
ભજમન રાધા છે દોહારી
ભજમન રાધા છે દોહારી
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 રાધે
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે ગોવિંદા
ભજમન વૃંદાવન સંચારી
ભજમન વૃંદાવન સંચારી
ભજમન યમુના તીર વિહારી
ભજમન યમુના તીર વિહારી
ભજમન ગોવર્ધન ગિરિધારી
ભજમન ગોવર્ધન ગિરિધારી
ભજમન વૃંદાવન સંચારી
ભજમન વૃંદાવન સંચારી
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે 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 ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે ગોવિંદા
ભજમન રાધે ગોવિંદા અમારે जीवन का सबसे बड़ा जो पुरुषार्थ है वो यही हो सकता है कि अज्ञान निद्रा से जागने के बाद हम अपने आप को अपने जीवन को भगवान के चरणों में समर्पित कर दें, अपने जीवन का सब भार उन्हें अर्पित कर दें।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् नमः श्री शंकरानंद गुरुपादाम्बुजन्मने सविलास महामोह ग्राह ग्रासैक कर्मणे
It was said, Nritya sthala sthito deepah prabhu sabhyan sanartaki deepayet abhisesena tad abhave pi dipyate. Verse number 11. It says, in Nritya sala, in the dance hall, sthito deepah, a lamp in the Nritya sala, in the dance hall, it illumines prabhu sabhyan sanartaki. Prabhu, the king or the patron, and Sabhyas, audience, and Nartakim, the dancer. Deepayat abhisesena. But the characteristic is that it never gives any preference to any one of these. Whether the Prabhu is coming in or going out, or the Sabha, Sabhyas, the audience is there or not, it is not giving any preference. The king has come, so I should illumine more to king. No preference. Deepet abhisesena tad abhave pi dipyate. And when all these three are not there, king is not there, patron is not there, sabha or the audience is not there, dancer is not there, still in that case the lamp is illumining the absence of all three. In the same way, it is said, ahankar diyam sakchi vishayan pi bhaseet ahankaradi abhave pi swayam bhatiye purvavat. In the same way, inside us sakchi bhaseet, sakchi illumines. Illumines what? It illumines three things. First is ahankar, the ego. Number two, diyam. Diyam means intellect. And number three, Vishayanapi, all the objects. So there were also three things. It was illumining, the lamp was illumining, Prabhu, Sabhyans, and Nartaki. Here the Sakshi is illumining three things. One is the Ahankar, second thing is intellect, and third is Vishaya. Vishaya means objects. Ahankar Adi Abhavapi, Ahankar Adi. Adi means all three. When all three are not there, when ahankar is not there, when intellect is not there, then objects are not there, still sakshi is illumining the absence of all three. In deep sleep state, we don't have ahankar, we don't have intellect, and we don't see any objects. In the deep sleep state, the sakshi is still illuminating the absence of all these three. In Jagrita Avastha, it illumines. But when they are not there, still the Sakshi is still present there. Purvavata. How he illumines? Nirantaram bhasamane kutaste gapti rupatah tad bhasa bhasamanayam buddhi nirtyanti anekadha. Vidhyu nirtyati anekadha. Nirantaram, always. No holiday, no casual holiday, no sleep, day and night, 24 hours working, nirantaram, bhasmane, it always illumines. Kutastha, kutastha means without any change, sitting at one place, it is illumining. How? Gyapti rupata, by as a awareness, consciousness, as a knowledge, we call it knowledge itself, it is not knowledge of something. Knowledge of something is the area of buddhi, intellect. But who is illuminating the buddhi itself? That consciousness. So we say it is gyapti rupta, it is the knowledge itself. Is it not knowledge of something? Knowledge of something is the matter of buddhi, mind and all that. Kutaste gyapti rupta tadbhasa basamaneyam. By that tadbhasa, by that light. By that light of Sakshi, by that of Sakshi, Bhasamaneyam, it illumines what? Buddhi, So buddhi is inert, that you know from the tattva bodh, made of the inert matter, but it gets its sentiency from sakshi. Then what happens? Buddhi nrityati anekdha. Then the buddhi start dancing anekdha, up and down. Continuously we are getting the vrittis, the thoughts, and each vritti thoughts have some impression on the mind. And according to that vritti, either we are happy, unhappy. Anekdha, when how it is to be compared, it is said, ahankara prabhu. The prabhu of the dance hall is the ahankar inside us. Sabhya visaya, the audience is all objects. And nartaki mati, the dancer is our buddhi, mind, is the nartaki. And who are these accompanists, tabla wala and musician, accompanist, instrumentalist? Taal adi dharani akshani. Senses, five organs of perceptions, these are all taal dharani. And deepa sachi abhasaka. And deepa is compared to the sakshi inside. What are the qualities of both deepa and the sakshi? Swasthana sanstito deepa sarvato bhasayet yatha sthirsthayi tatha sakshi bahirantar prakashet. Swasthane sanstito. The dance hall lamp is at one place. Swasthan, it's not changing position. Swasthane sthita deepa sarvato, everywhere it is illumining. The whole dance hall is illumined. Bhasayet yatha sthirsthayi. Sthir sthai, Vidyaran Swami has changed the word. Sthir sthai. What does that mean, sthir? Sakshi sthir. And sthai also. That means not moving. I can be standing at the one place, but still I can move my head. I will not say I am sthir sthai. But the sakshi is sthir and sthai, not moving. Tatha sakshi bahirantar prakashe. He illumines both inside and outside. How come this Bahiyantar has come? Bahirantar. What is this Bahiyantar? In the next verse, it is clarified. Bahiyantar vibhagoyam deha pecho na sachini visaya bahiya desastha dehasyantar ahamkriti. Bahirantar vibhag. This vibhag, this division of Bahi, outside and inside, it is related to the body. And na sakshini, not according to the witness. Bahi antar is according to only buddhi. Bahi antar vyago deho. Deha, in respect to the deha, it is inside and outside. What is the outside? Visaya bahya desastha. All the visayas, all the objects are bahya. Outside, outside the body. And what is inside? Ahankriti, ego. Ego is inside. In verse number 7, we have seen that all vrittis have some object. Bahirmukhi vritti has the objects, sense objects as an object of the vritti. And the aham vritti has the object as pure aham. Ahankar is what is that? It is capturing the aham, pure aham. So that is why it is called aham vritti. It is inside. So inside and outside is a reference to the body, not according to the sakshi. Antasthadhi sahvayachai bahiryati puna puna bhasya buddhista chanchalam sachini aropyate vritha. Antasthadhi, where is dhi? Dhi means buddhi. Antastha, it is inside. Buddhi is inside. Sahava achai, it goes outside. But how it goes? Sahavit achai. With, it takes the help of all organs of perception. So there is a sakshi. Sakshi illumines buddhi. Buddhi goes with the sense organs of perception, and then it covers the visaya, objects. How it goes? Puna puna, again and again. Continuously it is going, perceiving something or other, puna puna. Bhasya buddhistasya chanchalyam, this chanchalta is of the buddhi. this fickleness of the mind is of the buddhi. But vritha, falsely, we are superimposing on whom? Sachini arupyate. We are superimposing on Sakshi. Who is happy and unhappy? Buddhi is happy and unhappy. But what we say? I am happy. You are superimposing on Sakshi. Pure Sakshi. I am unhappy. Are buddhi is happy and unhappy. Not Sakshi. Sakshi is never disturbed by buddhi. But we superimpose that fickleness of mind on Sakshi. Vritha, falsely we do it. Not understanding the thing properly, we wrongly say that Sakshi is happy, Sakshi is unhappy. Who is happy and unhappy? When you will go out of the hall again, you say, I am happy and I am unhappy. You have to understand it. You have to understand that who is being disturbed? It is the buddhi. Is Sachidananda disturbed? No. Who am I? I am not buddhi. Why am I not buddhi? No. Why am I not buddhi? Very simple logic we will be studying in the next Tattva Bodh class.
It has three guns,
made of three guns? No. My book is different from me. My body, my buddhi is not understanding today. When you apply on the book, it is different. You understand clearly. The moment it comes to the body, then you say, no, my body is not different from me. My buddhi, my man, aaj mera man kharab hai. Man is different from me. That we have to, it's very simple logic. We are doing, how we are doing it? Example, beautiful example given by Vidyaran Swamiji. Given, Grihantargata Salpo Gavajat Atapo Achalah Tatra Haste Nartamane Nartite Vatapo Yatha. Suppose if there is a, this you will find in India, not here, that there is a tin set, in that tin set there is a hole, a nail hole, everything is dark and a streak of light is coming inside, that light is not moving, now start moving your fingers in that light, you will find there as if the light is moving. The light was not moving. What was moving? Fingers. But we have superimposed the movement on the light. In the same way, who is disturbed? Buddhi is disturbed. And we are superimposing the disturbances of buddhi on Sakshi. Beautiful example. Then it is said, nij sthana sthita sakshi bahirantar gama agamau akurvan. That sakshi is nij sthana sthita. He is stationed, he is sthita at one place, remaining on its own place. Nij sthana sthita sakshi bahir antar gama going agama coming akurvan, not doing. Sakshi is not going out, not going in, gama, the process of going, agama, the process of coming, akurban, he is not doing all these things. Who is going out? Buddhi is going out. Who is going gaman, agamana? Body is doing gaman and agaman. Sakshi, akurban. Why Sakshi, akurban? Because Sakshi is different from the body and mind. That is why akurban, he is not doing anything. Buddhi chanchalyat karoti iv tatha karoti iv. Iv is very important word here. Karoti iv. Iv as though. Buddhi chanchalyat karoti tatha. Buddhi chanchalyat. Where is the movement? Where is the fickleness? Fickleness is in the mind. But we say karoti iv as if the sakshi, as if the sakshi is doing this thing. Sakshi is not doing anything. Karoti iv. Then there are two things going together. One is the sakshi another is the buddhi. Sakshi is pure and buddhi is fickle. And we are superimposing the fickleness of the mind on Sakshi. And the Mahatma gives beautiful example. Two persons are going. One is the good person, another is the bad person. Dussanga. One is very good, Mahatma. And with the Mahatma, one other person is going, which is, who is not Mahatma, who is Duratma. So what happens? Those who know Mahatma and don't know Duratma, they will say Duratma is also Mahatma. But those who know Duratma, but they don't know Mahatma, what they will say? Mahatma is also Duratma. We are superimposing the quality of one or another. So what we have to do? We have to give up the activity of bad person. And who is the bad person here in us? Buddhi. And who is the pure person? And what we are doing in the meditation? We are in meditation, we are trying to stop all the thoughts of buddhi. We are not giving importance to vritti. Slowly we are coming from the outside, negating all the sense objects, coming to the body, slowly we give up the gross body, we come to the prana, we concentrate on prana, see the movement of the prana, then we go inside, go into the mind, we try to see the procession of the thought, then the procession of thoughts is also gone. What will remain? That is what we are doing. So we, in the meditation, do the same thing. In order to reach to Sakshi, we have to negate everything. Very good. And then after that, we have seen in our last class, na vayo antar Sakshi buddhi deso hi ta ubhau. Buddhi ases sasantau yatra bhatasti tatra sa na bahya na antar sakshi. In the sakshi there is no bahya, no antar. Where is that? Buddhi deshe ta ubhav. It is in the buddhi desh. Earlier we have seen antar bahya is a relation to body. Now it is said it is in the buddhi. Antar bahya is the space is in the buddhi. And then buddhi adi ases sasanto yatra bhati tatra sah. And when all the thoughts are negated, buddhi ases sasanto, when there is no thought, what is the asanti in buddhi? Disturbance are thoughts only. When the thoughts are not there, in deep sleep we are all santa and we experience sukha. So buddhi adi ases asantau yatra bhati tatra sah. So where is that sakshi there? It is there where it shines. There is no inside outside there. So we have seen also buddhi is made of maya. Buddhi is made of maya means there was Brahman. Brahman has a Shakti called Maya. From the Maya came Akash, Vayu, Agni, Jal and Prithvi. So these five great elements coming from Maya. And the Buddhi is made of Sattvic ansh of these five great elements together. So Buddhi is made of Maya. So Antar and Bahi, left and right, up and down, these are superimposition by Buddhi. Buddhi is made by Maya. Superimposition, Buddhi. That also is Maya. So up and down, left and right, everything is Maya. But in Sakshi, there is no up and down. There is no antar bahi, no left, right, up, down, kuch nahi hai udhar. How do we understand? But up and down, these are all relative things. Last time I gave you the example, there is a rope here. Now tell me which is the right side of the rope. You will be saying right side is this. I will be saying the right side is this. From my standpoint, right side of the rope is this. From your side, you will be saying the right side is this end. Is it not so? Those who are sitting down, they will see the rope is up. Person sitting there, he will see the rope is down. Is it not so? Whose superimposition is this? Buddhi. Now I tie a knot here in the rope. Rope itself is created by Maya. That you accept, na? It has come out from the five great elements. And five great elements have come from Maya. So can I say that the rope has come from Maya? Yes. Now I tie a knot on one side. Knot is also Maya. With reference to the knot, now I can say this is the right side, this is the left side. Similarly, Buddhi is made by Maya. Up and down, right and left is also made by Maya. The whole thing is Maya only. Very good. Buddhi sasanto. When the Buddhi adi, then when they are all quietitude, in the quiet state, then what happens? The Sakshi is there where it signs. The moment you remove or you subside all your thoughts, Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. Patanjali says, Chitta Vritti. Chitta means mind. Vritti means thought. Nirodha means when you are able to quieten it, when you are able to stop it. Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. Bas. Yoga means you have come to that place. So all sadhanas only for the quietitude of mind. All sadhanas. The moment the agitation comes, the sattva rajas tamas thoughts will start coming. What is the difference between sakshi, gyata, bhokta and karta? In sakshi, there is no doership. In sakshi, there is no doership because it has already said akurban. It's doing nothing, no coming, going, nothing. Akurban, not doing anything. But the jiva, he calls himself, the buddhi calls himself gyata. I am the knower. The knowing of buddhi and the knowing of sakshi is different. There is a subtle difference. In the sakshi knowership, there is no doership. It is only illuminating. In illuminating and knowing also there is difference. In illumination, there is no doership. In knowing, there is a doership. Very subtle point, there is no doership. And when you are very much absorbed in that, in the knowership, then you become bhokta. Gyata becomes bhokta and gyata becomes karta also. So the difference between knowing and illumining, in illumining there is no doership, sakshi is illumining only and buddhi is knowing. In buddhi there is a doership. In buddhi requires the equipments, it requires organs of perceptions, it requires the objects also to perceive. Buddhi is dependent, but sakshi is not dependent on anything. Whether buddhi is there or not there, it is illumined. Next one.
Deshah kopi na bhaseta. Deshah kopi na bhaseta. Yadi tarhastva desha bhak. यदि तर्हस्त्वदेश भाग सर्वदेश प्रक्लिप्तैव सर्वदेश प्रक्लिप्तैव सर्वगत्वं न तु स्वतः सर्वगत्वं न तु स्वतः देशः कोऽपि न भासेत यदि तर्हस्त्वदेश भाग सर्वदेश प्रकृप्तैव सर्वगत्वं न तु स्वतः.
So how can we quieten our mind? Number one, you can quieten your mind when the mind is exhausted. At 11 p.m. if I say come here, I will teach you Panchadasi. It will not happen. When the tired, it will go for us. Quite end. By Abhyasa and Vairagya, Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita that the mind can be quieted by Abhyasa and Vairagya. When Lord was giving the details of the Samadhi in the Dhyan Yoga chapter 6, that you have to quieten your mind, immediately Arjuna asked, it is very difficult. Chanchali Manah Krishna, not possible. And the Lord says, you are right. Arjun, you are right, your question is right. But you can control it by Abhyas and Vairagya. Abhyas, control. Continuously you try again and again. Practice it. Bring it back. It will give million of times it will go outside because that is its habit. Mind will go outside. But when you are sitting on the meditation set, million times you have to bring it back, bring it back. Abhyasena. But another quality is also required, Vairagya. Vairagya from OET. Why it is going outside to OET? Because you have got rag there. You want that thing. That is why it is going again and again outside. So two things are required, Vairagya from OET. I don't require all these things. It will come back. When you tell them, tell your mind, Sukh is not there in the OET, it is inside. You want Sukh, na? For Sukh you are going outside, it is not there. Convince the mind, I will give you permanent Sukh, come inside. Abhyasena Vairagyena, it is possible. And in the deep sleep, we all experience that the mind is quiet. Mind can be without vritti also, this we all have experience in the deep sleep state. It can be done. So what we do in the meditation, we do the same thing. Vritti nirodha, we withdraw from everything. So Vedanta says, disassociate from OET and associate with? That is realization. Very simple formula. And that is a science. And we have empty number of times we have proved that the sorrow is coming from OET. From BMI, OET, PFT. In the BMI chart, Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET, these are giving you sorrow. And what is the source of Ananda? Atman. Source of Ananda. So if I disassociate with Vasana, BMI, PFT, OET, will sorrow will come? Come. If I disassociate with BMI, PFT, OET and Vasana, will the sorrow will come? You all accept it will not come. Suppose if I disassociate with the BMI, PFT, OET and don't associate with the Atman there, will I be getting Sukh? No. So we have to dissociate here and we have to associate with the Atman, which is Satchitanand. Once we associate with the Satchitanand, will there be Anand or Dukkha? Ananda. Bas. Ho gaya. Kitna simple hai. So simple is the Veda. Pakka pure science. So now it says, Desh gopi na bhaset yadi tarhi astu adesh bhag. In the seat of meditation, desh api, I am not seeing space. Vidyaran Swami says, tarhi astu adesh bhag, let there be no space. Why are you worried? If you are not seeing this desh, why are you worried? Let there be no space. But you said sarva vyapi, akchi, Brahman is sarva vyapi. Yes, I said sarvavyapi. With reference to the space I am saying sarvavyapi. If the space is not there, should I call him sarvavyapi? If I say he is sarvavyapi, then the space becomes the substratum of that Atman or Brahman, which is I am not going to accept. When we say sarvavyapi, sarvavyapi means? It pervades everywhere, whole space. So sarvavyapi is with reference to space. We call him Nitya. That also is reference to the time. Both space and time are in your mind only. Both space and time are in your mind. Let there be no space, let there be no time. How do you prove that the space and the time is in mind? When you go into the deep sleep, tell me, do you have the experience of the space and time? No. How long we slept, we don't remember that. Where we are sleeping, that also we don't know. So, des and kal both relate to buddhi. When buddhi is not there, no space, no kal. What is mind? Our mind is conditioned by space and time. Whatever we see in this world is all conditioned by space and time. Everything is conditioned by space and time. We are not able to see the space or any object as it is. It is all conditioned by the space and time. Everything is conditioned by space and time. Even the space we are not able to perceive, pure space, it is conditioned by the light and the darkness. Can you experience a space without light and darkness? Whatever space we are seeing, it is because of the light or the darkness. When the light and darkness, space minus light and darkness, you can't experience. So, the space and time both are product of mind. When mind is not there, space and time both are not there. All pervading is in relation to space. If space is not there, we will not call it sarvavyapi. If the time is not there, we cannot call the Atman or Brahman even Nitya. These words are only pointers. Pointers in relation to the worldly things. Prove now, where is the space now? Space is in buddhi. Our mind is conditioned with space and time. Space is in buddhi. Chalo, let us do one exercise. Where are you? You are in the shrine. Where is the shrine? You will say in the grace lake. Let us make it short. Where is this grace lake? It's on this, in USA. Where is USA? On this earth. Where is this earth? In the space. Where is that space? Where is mind? In the body? Gone. Again, where is the body? In this shrine. No, body is in shrine. We started with the, where are you? In shrine. Where is this shrine? Grace Lake, USA, earth, and this earth is in space. Where is that space? Where is mind? Mind is in consciousness. The moment you say mind is in the body, you are again in the ad infinitum. It's continuously goes on, on, on. So, space is in mind. Where is the mind? Mind is in consciousness. Then only you can come out. Otherwise, you can't come out. The moment you say the mind is in body, where is the body? Body again in this. See, everything is related. All objects, all our experience are all relative only. If one patient goes to Parimalji, Premalji, doctor, after 20 years, if that person again meets Premalji, my patient. Introduction will be as a patient. You are wife in reference to somebody, wife, husband, father, mother, uncle, All are relative. Even all our experiences are also relative. Let us take an example. A train is moving. A person standing on the platform, his experience will be different. A person sitting in the first class AC compartment, his experience will be different. Person standing on the platform, the train is going. Person sitting in the first class AC compartment, his experience will be different because the glass are tinted, colored. His experience will be different. A person standing, sitting in the second class without those tinted glass, he will have a clear thing, clear experience. But that also is limited. But a person standing in the vestibule in the two coaches, and he will be have only a vision of only narrow vision. Person sitting on the roof of the coach, his vision will be much broader. Tunnel is coming, he will be able to see it. But all the passengers sitting inside the compartment, they can't see the tunnel coming. Why the train stop, the person sitting on the roof can see that the red light, but the people sitting inside the compartment, they can't see the red light. Why the train has stopped, they don't know. Every person's same object, the same train is running. Where I am standing, somebody is standing on the platform, not moving. Passengers are inside the train, they are moving. In different compartment, their experience are different. Same object, different perceptions. Second example. We are sitting here. You all will agree that we are not moving. But a person from the another planet, if he sees, then he will say, not only you, but the whole earth is moving. All of you are moving from that platform. Experience is different. Because the earth is moving, we are also moving. But our feeling is, we are stationary. If somebody asks you, have you seen your face first hand? Apna chehra kabhi dekha hai? You don't have the first experience of your own face. You can see others' face first hand, but you can't see your own face. What you see in the mirror is only reflection. You can't call yourself ugly or beautiful because your paribhasha, your definition is depending on the mirror. Mirror can be concave and convex. Mirror may have got the spot. You don't have anything, no spot here, but according to the mirror, it will be fine, but there is a spot. All experience are different perception and they are all relative. Very good. Then it is said, sarva desa pratyaiva sarvagattam. When we conceive the space, then we say sarvagatvam, then we say all-pervasive. Sakshi is all-pervasive in relation to when we perceive the space. When the space is not there, no sarvagatvam, no sarvavyapak, and no nitya also. So you have to understand those words, sarvavyapak and nitya. Brahman, Sakshi or Atman, it is not sarvavyapak, not nitya. It is nitya according to the time, with reference to time it is nitya. It is sarvavyapak with reference to the space, it is sarvavyapak. Otherwise, it is not. That doesn't mean that you will go outside and say that, oh, now we have studied to this, Brahman is not sarvavyapak, he is not nitya. With reference to the space is sarvavyapak, with reference to time, that Brahman is nitya. Next.
Antar bahir va sarvam va, antar bahir va sarvam va, yam desham parikalpayet, yam desham parikalpayet, बुद्धिस्तदेशवाक्साक्षी तथा वस्तु सुयोजयेत् अन्तर्बहिर्वा सर्वं वा यं देशं परिकल्पयेत् बुद्धिस्तदेशगः साक्षी तथा वस्तुषु योजयेत्
अन्तर् देयरफोर् अन्तर्बहि वा सर्वं या वा य देशं परिकल्पयेत् बुद्धि सो द इन् बुद्धि वाट् इस् देयर् अन्तर् बहि सर्वं एनीथिङ्ग् देशं एव्रीवेयर् सो एव्रीथिङ्ग् इस् इन् परिकल्पयेत् इट् इमेजिन्स् बुद्धि इमेजिन्स् आल् दीस् थिङ्ग्स् एण्ड् देन् वाट् हेपन् तद्देशगः साक्षी देन् साक्षी पर्वेट्स् तद्देशगः वेर् वेर् बुद्धि गोज् इट् पर्वेट् तद्देशगः साक्षी तथा वस्तुषु योजयेत् इन् द सेम् वे इट् गोज़् टु द ऑब्जेक्ट्स् आल्सो अर्लियर् वी हेव् स्टडीड् पुनः पुनः बुद्धि इन् एसोसिएशन् विद् द ऑर्गन्स् ऑफ पर्सेप्शन् इट् गोज आउट पर्वेट्स द ऑब्जेक्ट एंड ब्रिंग्स द स्टिमुलाइ द वृत्ति कम इनसाइड कम्स टू द बुद्धि बुद्धि कंसल्ट्स द मेमोरी ओ दिस इज चेयर सो साक्षी ऑलवेज पर्वेट्स विदाउट साक्षी दिस विल नेवर हैपन वाई इट विल नॉट हैपन द नॉलेज विल नॉट हैपन कैन बुद्धि गो बाई इट्स नो वाई बुद्धि इज इनर्ट तो साक्षी परवेट्स बुद्धि इट इल्यूमिन्स बुद्धि बुद्धि गोज आउट विद द हेल्प ऑफ ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन एंड इट परवेट्स द ऑब्जेक्ट ब्रिंग्स द स्टिमुलाइ एंड द ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन रेफर इट टू द माइंड यू सी द आईज कांट से दिस इज चेयर आईज विज ओनली टेक द फॉर्म एंड गिव इट रेफर टू माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट Mind and intellect will refer it to the memory. Memory, they know this is called chair, this is called table. They will say this is this. So what is the job of Sakshi? Tad desagah Sakshi. Antar bahi sarva vaya desam parikalpayet. One thing is to be noted. All movements are in the buddhi and the organs of perception. But the Sakshi is not moving. Sakshi is not moving. In the presence of the Sakshi, Buddhi is dancing. Nirtati anek dha. But the Sakshi is not moving. This is to be always remembered. In the presence of the Sakshi, Buddhi is going out with the help of organs of perception, pervades all objects of perception, I mean, whatever there is in the outside, and bring back the stimuli. अन्तर्बहि वा सर्वं वा य देशं परिकल्पयेत् अण्डर्स्टेण्ड् इट् क्लियर्ली दट् अन्तर्बहि एण्ड् आल् दीस् थिङ्ग्स् द स्पेस् एण्ड् टैम् एव्रिथिङ्ग् इस् इन् योर् बुद्धि ओन्ली दट् इस् नाट् इन् द साक्षी सी द पार्ट्स् देर् इस् नो मूवमेण्ट् इन् साक्षी केन् बी अण्डर्स्टूड् बै एक्साम्पल् गिवन् बै द महात्मा दट् ए पार्ट् इस् देयर् The pot is moving in the space. Can you say the pot space is moving? No, pot space is not moving. Because the space inside, outside are subtle. Pot is gross. The space is not moving. It is difficult to understand. But if you contemplate on this, you will come to know that the empty pot. If the water is filled, then the water is also moving in the space. But the pot space, empty space in the pot, if you move that pot, then the pot space is not moving. Because the space is so subtle, you cannot demarcate it by something. It is very subtle. Same way, it says the sakshi is also not moving. If the indriyas or the buddhi, they are moving, then the sakshi is not moving. Like that pot space. It is said in Kathopanishad, Asino Duram Brajati, Sayano Yati Sarvata. Asino Duram Brajati. Asino, sitting at one place, Duram Brajati. It goes far. Without movement. Chalo. So what we have to do? We have to go beyond buddhi. And that is what we try in our meditation. We want to go beyond our mind and intellect.
Yad-yad-rupa-di-kalpeta buddhya-tat-tat-prakashayan buddhya-tat-tat-prakashayan tasya-tasya-bhavet-sakshi tasya-tasya-bhavet-sakshi Swato vak buddhya gocharah, swato vak buddhya gocharah. Yad yad rupadi kalpeta, buddhya tat tat prakashayan. Tasya tasya bhavet sakshi, swato vak buddhya gocharah.
Yad yad rupadi kalpet buddhi. Whatever buddhi imagines, understands, misunderstands, whatever buddhi does, tat tat prakashayan, tat tat, the same is prakashayan, is illuminated by sakshi. Whatever buddhi parikalpayet, whatever imagines, understands, misunderstands, whatever it's doing, sakshi is illuminated. Tasya tasya bhave sakshi swatah bhag buddhi agocharah. Bhag buddhi agocharah. But swatah, you cannot understand it by speech and organs of perception. Bhag buddhi agocharah. You cannot get it by bhag represents organs of action. And buddhi, faculty to understand all those things. So you cannot understand that sakshi by your organs of perception, organs of accession and mind. You cannot perceive it. Agochara. If buddhi asks sakshi, I want to understand you, it will say, sakshi will say, you can't grasp me. You can't grasp me. Or you cannot define me also, Brahman, you cannot describe. Why you can't describe? Because you, when we go to the sakshi, when there is no thoughts, no space, no time, no equipment is there. Your organs of perception, mind, intellect, everything, we have transcended, we have gone beyond it. We have negated all of them. How you are going to define that? With what organs? We have withdrawn from the objects of the world. We have withdrawn ourselves from the organs of perception also. We have withdrawn from our mind also. Then these equipments are not available. So how can I define Brahman? Can anybody define? Can any Mahatma define? No, cannot be defined. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, Brahman defined is defiled. Jutha ho gaya. The moment you define Brahman, to Brahman jutha ho gaya. Nobody can define. And in our Upanishad also it is said, yato vache nivartante aprapya mansasa. The speech comes back. Mind by mind you cannot grasp it. What is the science behind it? Why mind cannot grasp it? Huh? That also, the moment if you say, I have understood it by mind, I have grasped it by mind, you have made him an object. If you have made an object, it has become limited. And the moment it becomes limited, it is perishable, changing. Chakrapa. Why we say sarva vyapak and all things? Just to say that it is not finite. Just to say it is not finite. That is why we say this sarva vyapak, nitya and all these things we are telling. The moment you grasp it by an object, you have lost it. The moment you say, I have got it, you have lost it. You cannot get it by your mind. So how can I understand? You say, by buddhi you cannot understand. Aap kehte ho rasgulla hai, kha lo. But where is this rasgulla? Then you say, it is in the moon. You abhi tak to aap bata. Satchidanand, Satchidanand, Satchidanand. But how will I understand? Tell me now. You are telling this is a rasgulla. Eat it. But where is the rasgulla? Oh, it's on the moon. How will I get it? So it is said in the next verse.
Katham tadring maya graya. Katham tadring maya graya. Iti chen maiva griyatam. Iti chen maiva griyatam. Sarva krahopasam shanto. Sarva krahopasam shanto. Swayamevavashishyate. Swayamevavashishyate. Katham tadring maya graya. Iti chen maiva griyatam. Sarva krahopasam shanto. Swayamevavashishyate.
Very good. How to get it? Katham tadik maya grahya iti chet. If you ask, how will I grasp it? That is our question, na? Tell me, how will I get it? Katham tadik. Tadik means such self. You are talking about the Sakshi, the Atman or the Brahman. Katham. How will I get? Tell me quickly. Answer is, ma eva grihyatam. Ma means? No. Let it not be grasped. Ma eva grihyatam. Don't try to grasp it. You all want to know, na? We want to know it with the buddhi and our organs of perception and organs of action. We want, na? Vidyaran Swamiji says, ma eva grihyatam. Drop that. Sarva grihopi sasanto. Our tendency is what? Our tendency is to grasp it. Every time we are trying to grasp it. He says, drop this. This is obstacle. You want to know, na? This is an obstacle. Sarva graha. Graha means grasping. Sarva graha sasanto. What you have to do? Don't do anything. Stop doing. Sarva graha sasanto. Swayam eva vasishyate. It will be there. Like in sleep, what we do? Sarva graha sasanto. We make only the arrangements. We can't induce sleep. That is not in our hand. We make all the arrangements. Mosquito net, light, fan, and all everything. Lying down on a particular pillow on one side, other side. We make all those arrangements. And after that, not thinking anything. And what happens? You are sucked into the sleep. It is not in your hand. Gurudev used to say, it is not in your hand. By the grace of the Lord, you are sucked into sleep. Similarly, you also do the same thing, make the necessary arrangements for the meditation, quieten your mind, and when the vrittis are no more there, he is there. Because it is already said, tad abhavepi, it is there. Whether that vritti is there, if it is there, it is illuminating that vritti. When the vritti or the thought is not there, still it is there, it is illuminating the absence of the vritti also. So it is said, you drop the grasping. One person went to Mahatma and said, I have left my wife, children, everything, house, home, paisa, sab chhod diya, but I want sukh. I haven't got the sukh yet. The Mahatma said, drop that thought also, that I want sukh. He dropped it and he got it. So long you are trying to grasp it, I will be able to grasp. I want to grasp, I want to. You have to drop that effort, that's all. Sarva graha sasanto. Grasping is also an obstacle. Drop that also. then you will reach there. This is also, you see, we call it, it's a shock therapy, shock treatment. In Upanishad, you will find Atman, Anu, Mahat. The smallest of small, Mahat, biggest big. Which one is correct? The whole idea is that don't make a concept that the Atman is so small, I have to see it with. No. So Mahat. No. Don't form a concept. That is why we give the Virodhi Asraya. Sitting at one place is moving faster than anything. Sitting in one place and again moving faster than anything. The whole idea behind this is that don't try to conceptualize the Atman. That Atman is like this. No, you can never say that. Now there are two more verses. We will take it in our next class. Those verses are very important. Suppose I am not able to succeed, what should I do? So Vidyaran Swamiji will give you again the what should be done after this. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.